Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Happy Tuesday! So much happening today. Welcome to Daily Pop. Shailene Woodley has confirmed her engagement to Aaron Rodgers. Let's just say she's not exactly the man of her dreams. It's kind of funny. Here's what she told Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, we are engaged. We are engaged. But for us, it's not new news, you know? So it's kind of funny. Everybody right now is freaking out over it. And we're like, yeah, we've been engaged for a while. He's, first of all, just a wonderful, incredible human being. But I never thought I'd be engaged with somebody who threw balls for a living. Like, I never thought as a little girl, I was like, yeah, when I grow up, I'm going to marry someone who throws balls. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Shailene.
So that was her very first interview about the engagement.
Shailene.
I would take some balls, throwing some balls for a living. I'll take all that. Catching the balls, all those the toe team.
All the balls.
I think Aaron probably thinks it's cute that she doesn't know much about football, that she's not really into sports. Maybe he's sick of being gushed about all the time. I don't know. But it's kind of funny how she says she's never seen a game. She's never watched him. She's never even watched football. She knows everybody keeps telling her apparently to watch YouTube highlights to see how great he is. And she's just like, nah. You're missing out on a big part of his life, right?
But sometimes that's better. I was dating a rapper at one time, won't mention his name, but he was a pretty big rapper, but I wasn't interested because I wasn't into, I didn't know his music, I didn't understand, and I didn't even know, you know, at what level he was at. And all my friends were like, you got to listen to this. I started listening to the music. But you have to get into your partner's thing just to be able to, experience it.
First of all, y'all, I love that you guys are like, oh my God, she's engaged. This is fun. She's dating a football player. The only thing I could have seen in that interview is how upset Shailene was that he did say that they were engaged. Like, I feel like Shailene was trying to keep it on the hush-hush for a minute. Because she was like, yeah, we're engaged. Like, he honestly, and we always talk about it, the tables turn, how men try to hide being in a relationship with women. But I feel like for Shailene, she is like one of those private celebrities who doesn't want to be in the spotlight and who doesn't want, yes.
Or is it because of Danica, or he hasn't been, you know, away from his other girlfriend for,
well, let's
you know,
talk
long
about
enough.
The timeline.
Yeah,
right?
The timeline. So, let's talk about that.
Let's
talk about the timeline. So, as far as we understand, Danica and Aaron confirmed their breakup in July 2020.
Right.
That's like 7 months ago. But Shailene's like, we've been engaged for a while. So
that's what she said. So
I'm like, did they get engaged after a month of dating?
Or was she a side piece?
No. Do not say that about Shailene.
Yeah. I'm just asking a question. I'm putting the on the table.
The way Shailene says it, as far as like, I don't know why it's such a big deal. We've been engaged for so long. It almost seems like they've been together for years.
Exactly. Okay.
And my only problem is, and I'm sorry, Shailene, I really want to be down for this engagement. There's something about him, and he only dates famous women, that scares me a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Like, why? Whoa. You know what I mean? Like, he always wants to go public with a famous woman. I just feel like sometimes, and I say, oh, yeah, you know, famous people understand other famous people's lives. But if you're Aaron Rodgers and your last three relationships were with famous women, for me, Shailene Woodley, I would be like, what is going on here?
One.
Am I just getting caught in the rapture?
He's trying to be like Tom Brady. He's trying to come up. He's trying to get him a supermodel or an actress or something. Hey,
but that may give you a little bit of a red flag.
Are we being messy?
You are so full of not believing in this relationship at all.
No, it would give me a red flag. Like, if you dated a man and his last three girlfriends were actresses.
Right. Why can't she be the girl from the subway shop, huh? Why does she have to be an actress every time you get a new girl? Mm-hmm.
Kim, you can't help who you fall in love with. You know, you just
but
can't help it. If you happen to go from famous to famous,
actresses.
That's just maybe
Thank
what's
you.
Sexy to you. I don't know.
How did they meet? Didn't they meet from Danica? Didn't something like that?
See, they were friends. See, my thing is, to have a girl who doesn't understand what you do is kind of cute. And it's nice to have your separate worlds. She has her own entity. He has his own entity. But to literally have absolutely zero interest at all and almost look down at what you do. Because she's like saying, I never thought I'd be with a guy who threw balls for a living. I mean, she literally almost looks at what he does as a joke.
And he's like, I know exactly what you do. I checked your IMDb before I asked you out because I'm really interested in moving.
Messy.
No, I'm not being messy. I'm being
we
real.
We're all being super messy. I don't know.
But that is true.
If people, tweet me. Tweet me and let me know if it's not strange to you. Like, if you were an athlete.
You win in Super Bowls and your girl's just like, yeah, he throws balls.
Yeah, but she's trying to pretend like she don't know what the hell's going on, too.
But there are women who only date athletes.
And we call, what do we call them?
Wag.
Gold diggers.
Thank you.
Ching.
So look at this. What are we going to call Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron is a gold digger.
Thank you.
Or bronze
digger. But he's got
digger.
His own money. He doesn't need to date a famous person.
It's not about the money. It's
about
the fame. Yeah. And
what's
that's what scares
word?
Me.
Okay, so then what is the word for a gold digger who just wants the fame,
it's
not necessarily
the money? It's called a clout chaser. Welcome to Instagram. Welcome to social media. Where have you been?
Well, we called the wrong name. Okay, so I want to make sure we're accurate there. Oh,
am I wrong?
No.
Listen,
is it not weird to you?
I'm going to turn a positive spin on this because I feel like we're going down a Nazi tornado. I'm going to say I wish them the best of luck.
Yes.
Sometimes opposites attract.
I hope Shailene continues to work because that keeps her man around.
Okay. Ooh.
I'm just being shady this morning. I don't know what happened. I'm sorry, Shailene.
I'm trying to put a positive button.
I'm sorry,
Shailene. He goes right back down the tunnel.
Mr. Shane.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying the truth.
Again, wish you the best of luck. Let's move on. Okay, The Bachelorette, Claire Crawley and Dale Moss certainly look like they're back together, and they're definitely not trying to hide it. The two were seen flirting and kissing on a beach in Florida. Dale also recently posted on Instagram about having so much to smile about. And Claire posted a photo of seashells in her hand, writing collective memories. Okay, so the couple had called off their engagement last month after Dale was rumored to have cheated on Claire. Dale denied the claims adamantly. Still.
Look, come on.
Is this going to end well? Are these two, I guess they're back together, so.
They're back together, but he's cheating in his mind right now. He's thinking about me, so he's already cheating.
First of all, if I was Claire and I was dating something that looks like that, I would give him 6 chances.
Woo!
Let's already be real. We are also in a pandemic, and I will be the first person to say, I am entertaining dudes who I know aren't right for me, but I just don't want to go ahead and find somebody new.
Is that the one you were giggling
lazy.
With and texting
How
before the show?
How lazy are you?
No, I'm super lazy, but I'm also scared of a pandemic. I'm going to get back to that. I'm going to get back to you next.
Yeah, I want to get back to
but
that,
But let
too.
Me get on your ass first.
I threw it in there. We saw those giggles and those smiles.
I got back to Claire.
Back to Claire. What I'm saying is, in a pandemic, when you're single, it's hard to find somebody new who you can trust and who you want to get to know.
I don't think it's the pandemic thing anymore. Vaccine's coming out. People are loosening their reins on that. I think it's more about the pressure that they feel to make this work because they made this commitment. Claire Rushen's decision on national television.
Right.
She feels a lot of pressure to make this work because she doesn't want to look like the fool who rushed in. So I think she's going the extra effort to make this work, even if it's not going to. Even if she sees the red flags, I think she's going to ignore them because of her pride.
She's got to give it that old college try.
Right?
She's got to do everything so the public would not turn on her and say, see, you shouldn't have gone that fast. You shouldn't have gone that fast.
She doesn't want to hear it.
She's going to be the victim. Oh, you broke my heart.
I'm sorry. How many times have you gone back to somebody after breaking?
We are talking about Claire.
Thank you. And how many times? And how
many times?
So why can't she do the same thing?
She can do the same thing. I'm just saying, I don't believe that this one's going to work. I really don't. I think that it rushed into it. I think that he's not as into her as she is. Unfortunately, I just get that impression. I want the best for her. Mm-hmm. I don't think Dale's the best for her.
No.
And I think it is a part of ego. That's why you go back to relationships, because you're like, well, I was really in love with you and I felt really right and all my friends and my family are all telling me no and I got to prove them wrong. We're going to make this
absolutely
work.
Absolutely. And now that he has all of this public attention on him, the women that are coming after him, look at the smile on his face. He is excited. He is getting more play than he's ever gotten.
It's like, oh, the paparazzi are taking our picture. Let's make sure this is good.
Look at that. Let me hold my stomach in a little tighter.
Y'all called me shady this morning?
Well, that's true. Hey, to be fair, if it was me and I saw someone taking my picture, I'd also be like, be cute. Come on.
Yeah,
we don't want anybody analyzing these photos.
If you've learned anything from Hillary Duff, when you get back with a dude, you bring him to the beach. Okay? Because she loved a good beach photo. I think you have to judge this from a place of, I don't know that you met on The Bachelor. I don't know that you got engaged after 4 weeks. I don't know if he actually cheated or not. Claire is just a normal woman looking to get married. She thinks that her time is coming up. Dell is a young dude trying to figure out if he wants to continue to be John Mayer or move on and be somebody different. And I think for them, the pandemic, like I've said, I'm giving everybody a break in the pandemic because we have never experienced anything like this.
True.
So if you break up with your man and you get back with him, I ain't going to judge you. If you go ahead and go get that old Smackavelli back who's not good for you, but the D's fine, great. Go ahead and do it. Come 2022, I'm not taking none of it.
Like you said, we're going to wish them luck.
Wish them luck. Let's put that positive button right there one more time.
Wish them luck.
Oh, y'all are shady this morning.
Y'all
are so shady.
What is in the coffee? Okay, coming up, you guys. Will things change after Matt James breaks his silence on the Bachelor racism controversy? Plus, former contestant Ivan Hall is here to weigh in on what happens next with the franchise. Don't go anywhere.
But isn't it weird that he only dates Amy Smith?
Oh, my gosh!
I know.
So shady.
It's weird.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I see it working with Bree, and she...
Are you in love with her?
I'm falling for her.
Okay.
It's not the assurance that you're probably looking for.
Interesting.
I don't think that you're my person.
It just stinks. Do you want to walk me downstairs?
It's just hitting me that's the last time I'm going to see him.
We don't see that happen very often. All right, joining us now is Bachelorette alum Ivan Hall. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Good. So we saw Serena walk away. Now, you were on Tayshia's season. Would you have been able to walk away if you did not think Tayshia was the one when you were that far in?
Yes, I definitely think so. Wow. I think Serena did the right. She was just following her heart and was listening to her family, and she made the right move. There's no need to go into that next step, which is fantasy suites and a big step.
Ooh.
If she's not fully into it at that point.
But is it not so hard? Because don't you feel like you've put in all this time and work to get to that point?
You can't fake it in a fantasy
suite. But why wait that long? Yeah. She had all this time. She knew, you know, weeks before that she didn't like him. She got him all heartbroken and he was crying, and it's making me feel like I need to call her.
You want to call him? You want to call him is what you really want to do.
I want to call her and tell her, don't you break his heart like that. I'm sorry.
Let's talk about Chris Harrison. Chris announced that he's taking a break from the show after making some controversial comments. Now, you posted the joint statement from the men of season 16, and Matt James just broke his silence, expressing his disappointment. Now, do you think that ABC and Chris Harrison made the right step to take a step back? What do you think should actually happen?
Yeah, so I mean, I definitely think that was the right step for Chris to take a step back for now. And even going forward, I honestly don't know how this will all shake out. But for myself, for example, if they have future shows and if they were to ask me to be like on Bachelor in Paradise or something like that, and I'm sure a lot of the other contestants feel this way as well, I wouldn't feel comfortable if Chris is there, to be quite frank. Not saying he can't make a recovery, can't learn from all of this, but you know, for that to be, it would just be too soon, really. So I think he just needs to take some time, really look into himself and really just have a lot of tough conversations and understand why he believes the things he believes at this point in his life.
Wow. Let me ask you a question. When you were deep in Tatasha's season, did you ever feel, or on Claire's season, did you ever feel like as a person of color, you know, you didn't have a leg up in the game, that maybe some of the other contestants who weren't people of color maybe got more time or more camera time or more advantages to meet someone? Or do you feel like you had an even, that it was even?
Yeah, I mean, for myself going into it, I know, like, I mean, the show kind of shows like what white privilege is in America. For example, I made it to the final three in my season, but like I definitely have the least amount of Instagram followers out of a lot of the guys on my show just because of the color of my skin. When on paper, comparatively speaking, I stack up pretty well.
Yeah.
And but as far as how the actual show and my experience went, I will say it was great. The producers took care of me. They showed my BLM talk. They showed my brother, who was a felon, with teardrops, you know, like, and they made my family and my story look amazing for America.
Great.
So I'm very appreciative of all that.
I love
it. But
that.
I must say that I can't ignore what people who have gone on the show but in the past have experienced and what the girls of Matt's season are experiencing now, where they feel like they are being wronged and aren't getting the fair amount of screen time compared to the white counterparts.
That makes sense.
Is it just me, or is it almost hard to watch the rest of the season knowing the scandal is happening? I want to fast forward. I almost don't care about how it plays out. I'm like, just get to the final rose. Right. I want to hear Rachel talk. I want to hear Matt talk. I want to know what's happening now, because from his statement, I get the impression that they're not together.
But this was,
if
of course,
he picks her.
Okay, I guess I'll let, because I'm confused.
What do you think, Ivan?
Yeah, Ivan, no. I'm confused what's happening here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a very unfortunate situation that out of the 35, whatever women he had there, that it happens to be the one person who has kind of that like racist history past.
Right.
And this is the first Black Bachelor ever. So it's just, you can't really make
I just got to cut in. I got to ask you, don't you think the producers vet these people well enough that they knew this? Mm. That's what I'm looking at. I'm feeling sorry for Matt because he's the first Black Bachelor. Now he's in Get Out 2. You know?
Okay. I hate you, Rambles.
Okay. Yeah. This is what's happening. He picks her at the end. The whole country's going to be like, ooh.
Yeah, well, how much vetting do you know that they did on you? I mean, did they do lot of deep dive search into your past, your social media, all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely do some vetting. And like for myself, they were like, you're clean. We didn't find anything. But I will say, like, I think whenever things go public and you get the whole world and the internet to like research all of us, they can never do as good of a job as like the whole world researching these people. Mm. So they are bound to miss things. But yeah, it would be very unfortunate though if they did know about this going into it all. And I wouldn't be happy with that if that did come to light.
Jeez, Ivan, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for being transparent.
You,
thank you for your honesty.
I love you guys.
All right.
Anytime.
You guys, the Bachelor airs Mondays on ABC. All right. You too. After the break, you guys, what John Mayer is finally admitting about his ex, Katy Perry? Plus, is he ready to settle down? Ooh, we're diving into that next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and welcome to the very first National Oprah Winfrey Show! What I try to do on the show is to teach people, or in a way that they don't think that you're teaching them, is that we are responsible for our own lives. I try to help people to discover the power that lives in all of us.
Oprah Winfrey is one of a kind and has been since her show first started in 1986.
You make me feel like I'm running for president or something.
We wouldn't be opposed to that. Oprah has already made history as the first Black woman to host a syndicated talk show.
When you get home and you're all exhausted and everything, and your feet are sore, does Mimi rub them for you?
I'll never tell.
It's the people. They are the real critics. The people choose.
And the people choose Oprah.
I don't know what to say.
Over and over and over again. I just love Oprah, right?
Absolutely. Me too. If you haven't had a chance to listen to her own podcast and its masterclass, and she talks about in two parts becoming Oprah Winfrey and how the show evolved and became what it was, it's worth the listen. It's an hour of your time. It's phenomenal.
Anything that she says, I mean, I've learned so much from her, you know. I have not to bring up the name, but, you know, I've talked to her several times.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you can, you know, Google us together.
Oh!
But she's been my boss for many, many years, you know, on the WW, of course. I'm one of her ambassadors, and, you know, she interviewed me recently, which is on YouTube, and she's just, you know, the one thing Oprah Winfrey taught me, because of all the talk shows she's done for years, the thing she learned is, one thing is that she's given me is to lead with good intention. Mm. Everything else, if you lead with good intention, everything else will
the
follow.
Money will reside.
There
I love
it is.
It.
I can't take it.
So, I love that.
Happy Black History Month.
Yes, 100%. Okay, in today's Pop of Love, there is a hot new couple that kind of has us scratching our heads. Lucy Hale and Skeet Ulrich were seen packing on the PDA while having lunch together. Skeet, 51, Lucy, 31. Just nobody saw this one coming. Bada bing, bada boom. Here they are. What do y'all think?
Yeah, I just feel like I saw him, like, with another...
Shade.
No, I'm not being shady. I'm just like, you know, I'm okay with age. You know, I was 31. I was dating 53-year-olds. Like, I didn't give a care. Like, age is not my issue.
And the pandemic, you said before, you know,
the pandemic brings people together.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm
going to
say.
It really does. And the age probably is not.
Yeah.
No, what was the other part?
Pandemic.
Yeah.
I'm just, that's all I'm going to say is pandemic.
Yeah.
That could be. I don't know.
We'll see if they're still together.
In the pandemic.
Right. Afterwards.
And the panty?
The age does not
bother. You know what?
Me.
The panty.
The panty.
It was the panty.
It was the panty. Well, best of luck to
them.
That's the theme of this show. It's just like hating on everyone. Sorry, guys. Okay, John Mayer says he is totally cool being Katy Perry's plus one at President Obama's inauguration. Listen to what he revealed on Andy Cohen Live about taking a backseat to Katy.
I did meet President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama when I went to the White House, but I was dating Miss Katy Perry at the time.
So when you're going to the White House, and it kind of, you're going as a plus one.
Kind of going as the first gentleman of
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Is there any ego about that for you?
No,
where you feel like you loved that?
I know I'm good at what I do.
Okay.
I got no problem entering into someone else's world.
This is Katie's invite to the White House.
Oh, it's her night.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
You believe that?
I truly and honestly 100% believe him. Yeah. I think John Mayer is, and I'm sorry, John Mayer, back in the cut, you were doing some Aaron Rodgers where you like to date famous women, and he loved the cachet that he brought, which is why he was on the cover of Us Weekly every other week, which is why he was in Vanity Fair. And John Mayer, I don't want to use the word that I want to use, but I want to say it aroused him to be with powerful women. Mm. So I think showing up at the White House on the arm of somebody who is, if not more famous, but equally as famous as him, was his thing, and he liked it. So I don't think
It's the only way he was going to get in.
Yeah.
And that's what he said about the Super Bowl. He's like, whenever she performed at the Super Bowl, he said, I'm not that artist. They will never ask me to be on the Super Bowl, so I'm okay with that. I think that does help whenever you can both be musicians, but you are in your own lanes, you know? You have your own styles, and you can celebrate each other because you can push each other to try new things, but you can be like, that works for you, not my style, but this is your moment, this is your way to shine. It helps when they're not doing the exact same thing.
Absolutely. And this is the problem. John is okay until someone says, excuse me, and they're trying to get to Katie, and they push him out the way. That's when the male ego's like, wait, hey.
I would love to hear, and I don't think she's going to do it because, you know, obviously she's with Orlando now, has a baby, and is all happy, and probably is like, why is John talking about me? But, you know, I would love to hear Katie's perspective because John is like, oh, I'm fine. I'll take the high road. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't hurt my ego at all. I was very supportive. But I would love to hear if Katie was like, 100%. You were what?
Yeah.
Right.
You were what? Because we broke up, and I wonder why we broke up, you know?
Oh, I don't think it was because of that. I think Katy Perry broke up with John Mayer because she never truly felt comfortable and safe in that relationship. Mm. Because I feel like, and I'm just going to say this from my own experience, I've been in relationships with men where I feel like they always had one eye open looking for the next thing.
Oh, yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I just don't think that she felt like he was ever ready to settle down, which he wasn't.
He even admits now, in that same interview, he talks about how one day he wants a wife and kids, but he's still not even sure when that's going to happen.
And he's 43. So imagine him being hot in his 30s and, you know, being one of the biggest musicians ever at the time. And I think for Katy Perry, she was just waiting for that Jessica Simpson moment where Jessica Simpson realized, this guy's not going to be the guy I'm going to settle with.
Yes,
and
let me move on.
That's why they broke up.
Yeah, you're probably right. But I still would love to hear Katie's perspective.
Right.
It won't happen, but it'd be nice to hear what she
says.
It's called access.
All right, coming up, what we learned about Meghan Markle's surprise appearance. Then Laverne Cox is sharing her secret to finding love. Our new interview is next.
Ooh, exit. That exit. Welcome back to Daily Pop. It's time to check in on the stories making Hollywood headlines in today's Hollywood Minute. Start the clock. Let's get this going. Meghan and Harry made a surprise first appearance since announcing they're expecting their second child, and Meghan looked stunning as they spoke in a pre-recorded video during Spotify's Stream On event. Now, Meghan was wearing an Oscar de la Renta peplum dress. Price tag, $3,500. George Clooney is a hairstylist now. In W Magazine's Best Performances issues online today, George reveals that during the pandemic, he cuts his and his son's hair. Why is he always trying to save money? But he does not cut his daughter's hair. He says it's gorgeous. And if he messed it up, quote, my wife would kill me. Now, hold up, Sex and the City fans. Mr. Big may be coming back. Chris Noth just reacted to the rumors he's not joining the reboot after a fan said they were heartbroken on social. Chris replied to the fan in a Page Six article that made the claim by writing, well, if Page Six says it, it must be true, with a winking face. And that's your Hollywood Minute with 1 second to spare. I am the GOAT. Thank you. Thank you. You know who else is the GOAT? Is Laverne Cox. She's made time to tell me all about pandemic dating, her new movie, and what's it like spending time in Shondaland. It's been a big year for you. A new podcast, you're in a Golden Globe nominated movie, and a new man. This pandemic did not hold you down.
At the beginning of the pandemic, I thought this is an opportunity for spiritual growth. And then the spiritual growth got, tricky. But then I talk about this on my new podcast, Laverne Cox Show. I started doing a lot of Zoom dates. I'm single. And so it became a really great way to screen them. Whatever device or app you need to get that pre-screening. Cause in video, within the first 3 to 5 minutes, in video. And that saves you from having to leave your house, girl, to go and meet somebody that's not the tea.
And by the way, I know you don't leave your house in a ponytail. When Laverne Cox leaves her house for a date, you're getting the full Laverne Cox.
That's actually not true. I stopped doing full, unless I'm coming from someplace where I'm already sort of in full glam. I don't do it for a first date because they haven't earned that yet.
I need to change my life around because you see, I take out all the tricks to try to secure. And then I get mad at myself for why did you show him trick number 72? You're right. People need to earn what you're giving out there before you give them the best you.
I'm not standing on my head in the first 6 months.
You see, I'm normally standing on my head the first 6 hours.
We've had 6 months though. So. We're having a kiki. Justin brings out, like, I don't know, you bring out this side of me that, like, I don't show to everybody.
Shonda Rhimes. You can say Shonda Rhimes multiple times because you're working with her on this podcast and you're starring in her new series, Inventing Anna. What's it like working with the Shonda?
She's incredible. She's an amazing human being. I am honored and humbled to be in partnership with Shondaland.
Look, yeah. I heard once you're in Shondaland, you're in Shondaland for life. So, Laverne Cox, if you had to play a character on Bridgerton, bitch, who would you be on Bridgerton?
Anybody who got to have sex with the Duke. Basically, anybody who got to have sex with the Duke, I'll play her. If I get to, like, if I meet this man, I don't want to objectify him. I might meet him. But that man is fine.
He is fine.
He is fine. Like, girl.
A project you're a part of, Promising Young Woman, is nominated for a Golden Globe. Congratulations.
It's nominated for 4 Golden Globes. I'm so proud of this movie. When I read the script, I was like, can I just be in this movie? The film has just touched people in such incredible ways. It's made us think. It's given us a catharsis around vengeance and justice. I'm just so proud of this movie.
If you liked that cut of the interview, we'll have even more with Laverne Cox tomorrow. And you can check out new episodes of The Laverne Cox Show every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get podcasts from.
I just love her. All right, you guys, up next, Daily Pop Court is back in session for the Golden Globes. Who will win the trophies and the fashion? We're going to debate next. You two, you're going at it.
We're going at it.
Oh, gosh.
Welcome back, Daily Pop Court. Golden Globe edition is now in session. I am your honorary judge. Is that the right word?
Honorable
judge.
There we go.
The word I wanted. Thank you. Justin and Kim, you each get 30 seconds to state your case. Are you guys prepared? Are you ready?
Kinda.
Yeah, kinda.
Let's start with who wins fashion. Kim, you're up. 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. Of course, fashion. Cynthia Erivo, of course. She is fantastic. She's beautiful. She never gets it wrong. She can wear the puff sleeve, no sleeves. She has that beautiful face. She has her little piercing. Look at her. She can put that skirt on. Everything. It's classic right there. That is Lena Horne, Diana Carroll. That is my girl. She's beautiful. Look at her skin. Flawless. She can put on anything. Boom.
Ooh.
Wow.
With 10 seconds
Very
to spare,
good.
10 too.
10 seconds to spare. Okay, Justin, let's hear your case. Go.
You know what? I would normally agree with you because she does always get it right. But this year, she is not nominated. Like, my person is Regina King, 10 for 10 in the fashion department, always serving, never disappoints. Remember when she won If Bill Street Could Talk and wore that unbelievable pink moment? The thing with her right now is she is fashion's it girl. Everyone wants to dress this woman. And she's also bringing one accessory that no one can mess with, honey. That's melanin. Run me my check.
No.
All right. Okay. Excellent choices. It's a really tough battle here, but I'm going to have to give this one to Justin with Regina.
No.
Thank you.
Justin
Thank you.
That's
I rest my case.
Now, next category. Who is the sure bet to win this year? Justin, you're up.
Frances McDormand. For actress in a drama motion picture, Nomadland. Let me just first tell you guys something. When Frances McDormand walks on the screen, she's not coming for a check. She's not coming for box office. She's coming to give you a performance that you will never forget. 3 billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Anybody? Okay. Anybody? Yeah. Yes, everybody, because it was everything, okay? And the Golden Globes, they love someone. The Hollywood Foreign Press loves a reliable. She is the Meryl of the Golden Globes.
I see it in Kim's eyes. She's all worried about her choice now.
You should be worried.
No. The Crown. The Crown's going to take it home. All the two actresses that are... The Crown. Come on. Everyone watches. It's huge. Okay? Look at this woman, Olivia Colman. She's already won. She puts it down. She transforms into somebody else. Do you understand everything about that show? The writing, the acting, the costumes. I'm talking about The Crown taking it. is on its way.
Oh! All right, listen. This was tough, okay? Because you guys both put up good arguments. The Crown is phenomenal. Francis is phenomenal. I do think the Crown has more competition. So I get it. Give it to Justin!
Yes!
I'm sorry, Kim. I'm sorry. Okay,
you watch this one.
Last category. Who wins the night? Kim, let's hear it.
Okay, I'm going to go with you. Regina King is going to walk away with the best director for One Night in Miami. She's been an actress for years. She has been doing this directing thing. She is the Hollywood doll right now. Everyone loves her. She is going to come with it. She's going to shake up the night, and she's going to walk away with it.
Okay. All right. Good. Justin, who's going to win the night?
You know what? Regina was a good choice. She was great.
Female director.
She was a shoo-in. But Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are about to bring the LOLs to a country who needs some LOLs right now. Everybody talks about these two when they're on screen in a movie, when they're on screen on SNL. Honey, people talk about them when they go get coffee at Starbucks. They cannot stop making each other laugh. We can't ever beat the chemistry. And yes, Regina will win that award. It will be 10 minutes out of the two-hour award shows. But the next...
I call her Regina. I'm going to tell her what you say.
All right. I'm sorry. I think they're going to be great, but Regina's going to win the night.
Regina King.
Her speech is going to make us cry, make us laugh.
That's right. She's female director. Okay. All right.
Okay. Court is adjourned. That was fun. Very good job, you guys. Okay, and we've got you covered for the Globes this week. And Saturday, join us for a special Daily Pop Golden Globes edition. It's at 11 a.m. Then on Sunday, the Golden Globe Awards kick off on NBC. at 7 Eastern. And we will have coverage all day here at E! Starting at 4 o'clock Eastern. Okay, up next, J.Lo wore her iconic Versace dress 21 years ago today. But was she the first celebrity to wear it? We're going to test your knowledge after the break.
Did you say ABC?
No, ABC.
You about to lose your
ABC.
Job.
Hey, Carissa. Happy birthday, beautiful girl. Oh. I love you.
Hi.
It's freezing here in Nashville, but I love you so much. I hope today is as beautiful as you are.
That was so sweet.
It's your birthday week.
It's my birthday week.
Yes. We still have some surprises for you.
Oh, my God.
And by we, I mean the producers better figure out something for tomorrow.
It's going to be a whole week.
Yeah, we're going to do it. Totally. Yeah, it's it. I do actually have one more surprise for you tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we're rolling them out.
It better be my damn sparkly cup I've been asking for.
Okay,
guys, that was really sweet. Thank you, Jesse. Really appreciate that. That was really sweet. Okay, 21 years ago, you guys, Jennifer Lopez wore her iconic green Versace dress to the 2000 Grammy Awards. J.Lo had no idea this dress would become a defining moment in fashion, pop culture, and her career. So to celebrate, we're going to play a game called J.Lo or No Go to see how much we know about this iconic dress. So I'm going to ask a true or false question. If you think it's true, you show J.Lo. If you think it's false, you show the X, okay? True or false, J.Lo's 2000 Versace dress helped lead to the creation of Google Images. True, true, false. The answer is true. So what? Justin and I got a point for that.
Yes, that's the most, like, that's the craziest thing. Don't you know that?
What images?
Google Images.
I didn't understand the question.
You don't get your point back.
Okay.
True or false, J.Lo got fitted for her iconic dress on the set of The Wedding Planner. I do know it was around that time, but I don't know that it was there. No. I think it was one of those things where she picked it last minute, though.
False.
Oh,
true. My God, it's true. We all got it wrong.
My thing twisted.
None of us got a point. Kim? I ain't giving it to you. True or false? It's still my birthday week. True or false? Jennifer was the first celeb to wear that iconic Versace dress. First celebrity? I think yes. I think it was on a runway, but I don't know if she was the first celebrity. Or was she?
It's false. I think it was the Spice Girl who wore it.
Was it a Spice Girl?
I could be wrong, but I think it was a Spice Girl who wore it. So, yes, I got a point.
I am at zero right now.
Okay, Justin's got a point. True or false, J.Lo walked the Grammy red carpet that year with her boyfriend, Chris Judd. Who was that? Oh.
Was that the dancer?
I'm going to go with True, but I don't know if that's right.
Somebody had to walk with a security or somebody with that dress on.
Let's see. The answer is false.
I think she went by herself.
You know what? It's over. It's over. I quit.
Dang it.
I think she went by herself.
Justin
yes.
got that one. He went with Diddy.
Diddy.
All right. True or false? J-Lo took a risk by wearing the Versace dress with no tape at the Grammys.
I would never,
oh, no,
girl. So, yeah, she definitely had to wear some tape on that.
There had to be some tape on that.
No, she was not saying a prayer.
Let me tell you something. But then again,
it is just false. Yeah, she taped that stuff.
Oh, no, she taped that. She was not
trying. Gorilla glue was there.
Okay, she was not trying to have.
She got the gorilla glue.
Yeah, this, yeah.
All right, here's our last question. True or false? J-Lo has worn her iconic Versace dress on SNL twice. Oh, boy. Twice?
Twice? That's the.
I feel like that's the key.
That's
I'm
going to
go
word.
No. I think she only wore it. On that, I don't know. I know she wore it on the fashion show.
Oh, true! It's true. Oh,
we need
damn.
To watch SNL more.
Look,
okay.
I had it.
Well, nobody got it. The winner is Justin! Good job.
No one
Good
knows J-Lo like me.
I was going to say, you're a J-Lo person.
You
right
know
there.
I'm a J-Lo.
Still ahead, the pleated skirt is taking over Hollywood. But Ooh. Would we try it or trash it? Ooh. That's next.
You about to lose your job.
Spring is right around the corner, and if your closet needs a little refresh, we've got you covered in today's Tuesday Trends. Pull out your phone, scan that QR code at the bottom of your screen so you can get the looks at home. First up, pleated skirts. They've been trending for months, and the stars are loving them. Catherine McPhee, Hailee Steinfeld, and Mindy Kaling have all stepped out in the look. Do we want to try it or trash it?
I like a try it because I feel like it's like the equivalent of a sweatpant for a woman where like you want to go get a coffee, but you want to look like a total disaster.
Yeah.
So like you throw a sweater on with that, right?
It's bad. It's all okay. bad.
Oh, yeah. I've tried these on so many times over the years and I never like them on me.
Yeah,
I'm just not a fan of them.
Yeah. And I have some still because you get them because of fashion, but I'm gonna be honest with you. It depends on your size. The bigger you are, the bigger the skirt's going to make you look.
Yeah.
Because of the pleats and bigger, it's comfortable. I don't like it. It's trash. I'm sorry. I just had to say that.
I'm cool with you. I'm not a big fan.
No.
Okay, Harper's Bazaar is calling this next look Cinch It. So it's using big belts over really big, oversized clothes to make your waist pop.
Yes.
Love it.
Love it.
Look at you, girl.
Rambles came through with it.
Okay, I'm cinching it.
I mean, that doesn't look oversized to me on Kate. But either way, yes, I love a cinched waist.
Yes.
I always love to add a belt, give you some curves.
Try it.
Another trend stars are embracing is bold stripes. Jesse James Decker, Irina Shayk, and Real Housewife Kyle Richards have all supported the look. Big Ooh. Bold stripes, try it or trash it.
I love big bold stripes. It is my favorite thing this year. Wish I could afford it, but I can't.
Stripes, really?
So
you
cute.
Can afford stripes?
Not the ones I want.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I love it. I love stripes.
I love this
that
too.
My mother said never wear stripes. Going
horizontal. But now you can when they're bigger you can wear it makes you actually look smaller when you wear it in a boxier mode.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what, so you won't see me in the stripe going across this way, but if it's bigger I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you for that note.
I like that. Okay, we also like to see stars in furry boots. Abigail Spencer, Nikki Hilton, Catherine McPhee.
Can't go wrong with it.
I mean, you're cold.
I wear them
Keep
to
your
work
feet
every
warm.
Day. I wear those.
Yeah.
I have every color.
Morgan
except
wears
the green.
Them every day when she was here.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah,
I love
go for
them.
It. Tomorrow, you guys, Real Housewife Melissa Gorga is going to be dishing on all the Jersey drama. Have a great day, everyone. We will see you tomorrow. Bye. Yay! It's my birthday week.
Celebrating all week.